All right, in session 12, we're actually going to talk a little bit about automating functional testing, because obviously Vincent automated the UI using coded UI, but we're not validating anything, right? We're just basically running the same thing I was running. So now we're going to add validation in there. So they're called assertions. So we're going to talk about assertions, and we'll add some assertions. So Vince.
Yeah.
I'm not really impressed with you running the same stuff I'm running, right? So you think you could add some validation to this, and you can count instead of me counting the 32?
I read how to do assertions.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait
sure
to see
I'll
that.
I'll be able to make it work this time without you intervening.
Excellent. So show me.
Should I check in this?
Not yet.
Not yet?
No, add the assertion first, and then we can check it.
All right. Then, first thing I need to do is I click there, generate code.
And I'm just reminding you, because a flash of thing came up. Before we do a check-in, we need to modify the build so it won't run automated tests. All right? So I'm just telling you.
So
before you do that, let me change something.
You're right. So I'm clicking in my test, generate code for UI test, and use the coded UI test builder. Okay? So, what I need to do here, I need to start the application. Where can I find the application?
From anywhere.
Anywhere.
Doesn't matter.
Could I use it in my bin?
Sure.
Right there. And 86, debug, right there. That's our app, right there.
Yep.
Okay, see what it started right there? The little thing in the back, in the bottom? That I'm going to use to target exactly which control I want to assert on.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's a little tool that when you point it on something that's made out of .NET, it can introspect it, open it, see what the controls were, and help me with my assertion task.
Excellent.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to recreate
the condition where I want to test.
Okay. All right. So I'm updating. I'm not sure it's going to work, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So first thing first. I want to start recording.
Right.
Okay. Right there. Now I'm recording. I'm recording my actions. What I want to do is I want to assert. Okay. So I'm using the little target there.
Okay.
I'm putting my target at the right place. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let me try to find the right control. This is WPF.
It's actually pretty cool. You can pick like one name out of the box.
I think that's the
email.
One.
No, that's not the one.
Yeah,
move a little bit to the right. That's the one. Oop, you almost had it. There. Oop. Okay, that's the one. Excellent.
And then I'll leave it there.
Excellent.
So I'm just going to make sure it's the right control. Should have something about
with
rows.
32, right?
Yeah.
Oh, look
all
at
right,
that.
See.
Row count 32.
Awesome. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to select this.
Yep.
And do add assertion.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay. And I'm going to assert that
my
grid has 32 rows.
So what else can we assert?
We can assert on not equal, contains, does not.
Wow.
All sorts
of tons of stuff we can check. Right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But the one we want is R equal.
R equal.
Okay.
Correct.
32 is fine. Then it's going to ask me. Then I'm done.
Yeah, you're done.
I did the assertion.
Right.
What I want to do is generate the code.
For that. Okay.
I'm going to generate the assertion code.
Cool.
Okay, so I'm hitting generate code here. It asks me for a method, so make sure it is 32.
Make sure the customer
no space, that's bad. Customer list count is 32.
And you know, we're doing that because the more stuff we put in the name, the easiest it is to figure out what it means, right?
Okay, so I'm going to do add and generate.
Okay.
So it added all the code needed to assert 32 rows in my grid.
Cool.
Let me show you.
All right.
I'm going to close this because we don't need it anymore. I'm going to close this to you. Maybe not.
No, it's
all right.
No, see it. Just be...
Come on. All right, so I'm going to move this. So it created my function right there. And where do I want to assert? I think I want to assert right there.
Sounds good to me.
Can I replace it? But I don't know what's in this step, so I'm going to leave it there.
Okay, just comment
out.
Just comment it. Yeah, because that's,
that's
the one
where we counted rows.
Yeah, yeah, that's when I was clicking when I counted my 32.
Yeah.
Right? And there was 32. I did the count.
Oh. Okay. Just give me a sec. That's your keyboard right there. Thank you, Mr. VB.
No problem.
All right, so now I think I'm asserting right.
Okay.
Want to try it?
Let's run.
Run this. So, should start the application.
Should.
Should load the list. Mm-hmm. We should not see you count rows.
Right.
And it should pass.
It should pass. All right. Let's see. I'm anxious to see.
We'll see.
Are you confident?
Each time you ask me that question today, it failed. So I'm not going to answer.
All right. All right. Oh, and it's green. All right. So yeah. Okay. I'm a little bit more impressed, but I don't trust you.
Oh,
like, how do we know if it really asserted 32 or not?
Let me tell you what. I'm not going to click on the update button, so it's going to stay with 12.
Right. Okay.
Would that convince you?
That's a good test. Yeah. Let's do that.
Should it pass now?
No, it should fail.
Right.
Right. Because it's not going to have 32 in there.
True.
It's only going to have 12. Right. All right. Now if that works. Now, you know what? I'm gonna shake your hand.
That's a start.
I think we're gonna have bridged the gap here.
All right. This time I've helped you.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So you know, it's like the elevator thing. Like yeah, I help you, back. You help me, and you know, sounds good.
Customers. All right. Not clicking up.
Oh, and it failed. Show me the message.
Yeah.
There's a message here. There should be 32, and there's 12. Awesome.
Thank
awesome
you.
Work. Nice job.
But
all right. So now, before you actually check that in, because you will need to check that in.
I will.
Let me fix the build first.
Yep. Fix the build and associate everything with a test case.
And then you can do that. So I'll just fix the build. So we're gonna go and build. That's our main. We're gonna go here. And what you were talking about was. Over here under the test,
yeah.
I'm actually running. So before we go there, do I have the solution open? I don't. So let me go back to your machine here. Just want to make sure.
Do it on mine. Do it on mine.
Yeah, I could do it on yours. So you have unit tests, right? That's awesome. So you have a great name, and
That's another one.
Coded
UI.
No, I know, but you called your normal UI normal code. Your normal tests, unit tests, you call them unit tests, right? So what the good thing about that is that now I can actually make sure that the automated tests here are only run, instead of actually running for test, I'm going to look for unit tests, right?
That's even better.
Yeah, so now if it looks for unit tests, then it's only going to run your unit tests, and your other project called coded UI test won't run those, right?
All right, that's great.
So we're going to do that. We're going to save this. We're going to save our build, and we are going to be able to check it in, right?
What
are we going to do it for you?
Yeah, you're just sitting right there. Come on.
All right, so I'll do that. So we'll check that in. We're going to build that, but
wow.
Yeah, we can't because we're running the app here. So I'm actually just going to check in, because I trust you.
Of course you do.
So a lot of stuff being added here. Added coded UI
test.
Test plus assertions. Right?
That's pretty much what we did.
Yep. And then your task was, those are bugs. So let's go look at get task, and let's add that to the import service, because that's the one.
That's all related.
We're going to check that all in here.
Should
have triggered a build. So let's go and validate that it did, and we're okay here. Under queued, there we go. Sounds good. That started properly. We're in business here. So once we have a new build, we're going to be looking good here.
Yeah.
We're going to add that to good the shape. Automation. And we're going to assign that to a unit test, a test case, right? And then we'll be able to do some more stuff with that.
You think? You think we can go further?
I think we can go further. Check this out.
Let's see.
What happened here? None of your tests compiled.
That's not great.
Why is that? Not executed. Maybe he didn't find any. Oh, okay. So the thing we were looking for is not really working on the build, right? So it's running those tests on the build too now.
Yeah.
Right. So interesting. Interesting.
Remove that.
Yeah. So so maybe we need to investigate a little bit more on that feature, right?
This.
Okay. So let's just essentially go over.
Take
so we have a partially succeed. So it's okay. It's built, but it didn't run any tests, no. Right?
Take a break and fix that after a break.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's rather easy to fix. We just need to go into the local test run here and not run any, remove this here.
All right.
And we should be good to go on that. So let me check that in. Fix bug for running coded UI. And that should trigger another build.
Man, that continuous integration is a pain.
It's not a pain. It's making
no, it's
sure
a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. But you know, all of this, yeah, I see that that there's a little bit of integration here that we need to kind of play with. Problem is now it's not going to run the UI test when we go to the lab because we don't have that, right? So we're kind of stuck in a loop here.
We'll find a way. Don't worry.
So, you know, I vote that we hard code this for the coded UI.
Yeah.
And just to so I can show you how the feature works, and then we can look later on how to get that going properly. All right. So, almost done here. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about that. If we are going to do the hard code, I'm going to need to do that now.
Mm-hmm. So we can do it after the build succeeds. I'll do it while the wire. I'll do it after break. Mm-hmm. You see, this code is still committed.
All right. So
that's bad.
We need to bring that in here.
Yeah.
That's still gone. Then we are gonna basically comment this out.
Yeah. Just hard code it.
We are just gonna go see. What did I say? Client app.
Client app.
And demo app.exe.
Yeah.
I think that's the one. So we're going to add a little ampersand in here, I think, in C#.
Yeah.
And for now, we're going to do that. So that's not going to work on developer workstation, but it's for...
Yeah,
it's
literally for, use.
Yeah, there's. We need to think a little bit more about that.
We will.
All right. So did the build actually succeed? It's still building. We fell into one of those builds that take forever.
All right, then let it go and go for a break.
Mm-hmm. So we got another one. So that one's over, and that worked.
It worked.
The same. Okay, so while this build is finishing, so we added automation. We triggered a build, got that going, and that's it. We added assertions. So as you can see, there's still some stuff that I need to sort out. I was reading it. Actually, I was reading on that yesterday night, seriously, because the tempo we used to use was we create two unit tests, one for the build, for the developers, and one for the actual lab. And then you pick the test case that you need whenever you go to the lab. But it's still not a nice solution. So this solution with the environment variable is what the team actually sent me yesterday. You should do that with variables. So it sort of works, but it kind of broke on the build, right? So maybe it's just the fact that I'm actually picking the wrong command file. I went to x86 debug, and on the build server, there's no such thing as an x86 debug. It's just the output folder. So I'm thinking there's something I need to work on. I'm not too sure how I'm going to make that work, but we'll leave it at that.